most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Jim Winder, the sheriff of Salt Lake County.
Doug Wright.
That's exactly what we need to be having, are these kinds of conversations in low tones about solutions.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Prison relocation. Wow, has this been a hot topic? And some of the stories that we are reading now, there are those, including especially one of our representatives, Merrill Nelson, from the Grantsville area, who is so concerned about the prison perhaps going into his area out by the Miller Motor Sports Park, has opened two bill files that are designed to accomplish the same goal, and that is to not have the prison right there at that location. Now, whether or not folks in Tooele County are open to another location a little more isolated, perhaps, in that county seems to be a bit up for grabs. Those who have been working on this have expressed some frustration. Representative Brad Wilson, we've had Brad on many times. We've had Senator Stevenson on as well. That's Jerry Stevenson up in the Layton area. We've had them on. They have been chairing this committee. And Representative Wilson said, when he heard about this, I'm quoting from a Tribune article right now, "I'm very disappointed," he said, "that Representative Nelson hasn't reached out to anyone on the commission." Wilson dismissed Nelson's efforts, saying that the issue was settled last session. Now, part of what Representative Nelson is talking about is to, through legislation in the upcoming session, facilitate the prison being able to stay in Draper. Well, we thought it would be very interesting, and the mayor of Draper said, you know, if you'd like to chat about this, let's do it, and we think that's a great idea. And Mayor, welcome. Mayor Troy Walker is on the line with us right now from Draper. Mayor, welcome, and thank you so much for being flexible with us today.
Doug, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on and talk about this topic. Thanks for having me.
Let's get Draper's thoughts on the prison relocation. The prison has been there since, what, 1951? That's my entire lifetime, and for almost everybody who's listening, their entire lifetime, and maybe even more. How does Draper feel about all this?
You know, Doug, it has been here a long time. I think 63 years is the number. You know, and when you look at the prison from the perspective of it, you know, of the facility, I mean, we don't view the prison as a problem. I mean, it's not something that we say, you know, the prison's causing, you know, problem or overburdening our services or anything like that. When we look at the prison site, we look at it strictly from its economic potential. 694 acres. It's a large chunk of property, and you know, the age-old adage, location, location, location. I mean, it is situated, you know, as you well know, off I-15, off Bangor Highway. The access is phenomenal. I think that property might be, you know, one of the most valuable pieces of property probably in the Mountain West, with its potential. We see it as an opportunity for, you know, for our city, obviously, and our state, and, you know, our school district, frankly, to have an opportunity for that process to, you know, for that property to develop in a smart way that brings in economic opportunity for the state, for the counties, for the cities. You know, you've heard it said, you've talked to the speaker, they call it Middle Earth.
Yeah.
It certainly is that. We, you know, like you say, we, you know, we've had the prison here a long time. I don't personally, and my council doesn't either. We don't see it as a problem or some, you know, bad thing. We know that it serves a function, and you know, and frankly, you know, a good portion of my neighbors serve there, and you know, and work there, and volunteer, and so you know, it's a part of our community. It's, you know, it's definitely, you know, something that we have to have, you know, as a state. I mean, and it's here. I think that as you look at the potential for it, though, the future. I don't think it's really a hard equation. When you read that, you know, and I've spent a lot of time on this, so I probably have a little more passion than you know, the average bear. But when you look at that that report, the Parada committee did, the Parada, you had Parada 1, you had Parada 2, I was on Parada 2. This process really started 4 years ago. And frankly, there was a process afoot, Doug, 4 years ago, where this would have been a much different move, a much different deal, if you will. There was movement to, have somebody do a 120-day style RFP, and frankly, the state had the right to do that. I mean, they don't need to have a big public process to go out and buy property and relocate a prison. It's certainly something they can do. So I think this public process that we've gotten involved in has been good, because I think, it's the opportunity going forward and looking to the future. And, that's what I ran for office for, and that's what I think my constituents expect me to do. And I think as you look at that property going forward, I think it's unquestionable that it makes sense to move it to a different location. Now, it needs to be a place where, it has some natural barriers and boundaries so that it's not continually being moved. But as I look at it and think about the cost of, in my day job, I'm a defense attorney. So I have kind of an interesting view on the criminal justice system. And if you look at our prison reform that we need and some of the things that we need to do in this state to improve our system of justice, that old prison doesn't do the job. And we're going to have to invest a lot of money into that old prison to make it do the job that it needs to do to serve our community. And I don't think it makes sense, and I don't think you're going to see a legislature that's going to want to drop $700 million when they have education needs, transportation needs, clean air needs, all the needs that we have. They're going to have a big desire to spend the $700 million that's going to require to bring that prison up to what it needs to be. But if you take the catalyst of moving the prison and the opportunity of developing that property in a smart way that brings jobs and economic engine to the area, then I think the catalyst, I think it makes a lot of sense, because you're going to spend $700 to improve it. You can spend $1 billion to move it. It's a $300 million net difference. But once you do move it, I look at my own Canyon School District. The education dollars are so tight. I mean, that's 700 acres or 694 acres that when it comes on the tax rolls, it's a game changer for education. State income tax funds education. It's a game changer if it's developed correctly.
And, absolutely. Mayor, could I jump in? We need to take just a brief break. And when we come back, can you stay with us for one more break?
I can.
I'd like to talk about more of this and what the economic future could be. And Mayor, basically, you and I are on the same page. I have been an advocate for this. There are so many people who believe that if the prison stays where it is, it's just not going to cost us anything. It is going to cost, not only in the cost of rebuilding and upgrading and bringing things up to par and so on. It costs us in that regard, but in the long term, what that property could be. I mean, where else along the Wasatch Front right now are you going to find a jewel that is roughly 700 acres that does have everything the mayor mentioned, and I believe even more potential? Where are you going to find that? Now, nobody wants to just bury this away. Nobody wants to hide the prisoners off, in some corner, some inaccessible place. But it makes so much sense to move. And when we come back, we'll talk more with the mayor about this here at KSL News Radio on today's Doug Wright Show. Downtown Salt Lake City, our temperature is 40 degrees. It is 10:46. Much more coming up, and we'd love to hear from you at KSL Talk.
Pulling strings on the biggest stories.
What is the will of the people today, and how much of a shift have we seen?
The most trusted and connected man in Utah on KSL News Radio.